Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Hello, food fam. This is the Walk and Talk podcast, where you will find the perfect blend of food, fun, and cooking knowledge. I'm your host, Carl Fiadini. Welcome to the number one food podcast in the country. We're podcasting on site at Ibis Images Studios, where food photography comes alive, I get to eat it. First things first, last week we had chefs Lance Cook and Jason Eflin on the show. We dove into their ACF-sanctioned cooking competition that our own chef Jeffrey Schlissel, well, he participated, and which chef won a gold? Well, it was a fun, spirited episode. Go back, listen, and enjoy. Bon appetito. Thank you, Peninsula Food Service, for supplying the proteins for today's Produzione. Chefs in the Central Florida area, Peninsula is the largest distributor of Creekstone Farms beef in the Southeast USA, complete with a fully staffed butcher shop to help solve all your kitchen inconsistencies. Check out their dry-aged program, too. Okay, our guest this week is on Food Network's Season 6 of Supermarket Steakout, airing May 15th. Oh, yeah. We're talking about our industry brother and dear friend, Chef Jonathan Rodriguez. Stay tuned. Chef is on deck. Here's some exciting news. I'm sending Jefferson and Pooch to the NRA show in Chicago this month. They'll be doing impromptu short-form interviews with industry personalities and meeting up with some of our partners, sponsors, and friends. In fact, Citrus America's booth will be home base. Come by and say hello. It's booth 5463, and I know that AJ and Brianna from Metro, they're going to be there along with Tina from Rack Porcelain. I wish I could make it. I cannot. Dirty, dirty, dirty. Jeff, so you're in New Hampshire. You're cooking. You dirty dog, you. And I'm starving over here, and I don't know what to do with myself. What's up, man?
You know, it's great. It's about 63 degrees down or up here. It's beautiful. We're in the middle of traffic right now. We're headed to one of my favorite spots every time I come to Boston, which is Chinatown. And it has just the most intricate foods and just delicious foods. So that's what we're up to right now.
So yeah, I mean you're doing some of that friendly chefy chef consulting work, and you're helping our friend who shall not be named. No, you're helping Keith up there, right? Keith Saracen with a wedding.
He's got a wedding. It's a 200-person wedding. It's all Indian food. It's mocktails. It's literally starting at like 11 o'clock in the morning. They start getting fed and they go all the way to 8:30, 9 o'clock when we get done. So for us, it's about a 14-hour day just that day. But we're also bringing in Manish from New Orleans. He's going to be flying up and he'll be in tomorrow. And then we start prepping tomorrow and Saturday and then game on with everybody. And I get to see Robert Gonzalez on Saturday, which I'm stoked about. So I get a big, nice hug from him and just congratulations. And Chef Nikki reached out on one of my posts and I got in touch with her, got her credentials, and we'll be seeing when she can come on the show. So my next work is now Chef Steven, who is the winner to the Spring Baking Championship. So hopefully we'll get both of those chefs on the air soon to listen to.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Yeah, and you know what? We got to get some of these pastry people here. I tell you that. After last week with that crumb cake, dude, I'm sorry, but we need to start doing desserts here. Just saying.
Yeah, I but not just me doing them. I would love to have other chefs come in and do them, especially if that's the forte is pastries, so I can learn.
Yeah, yeah, no, clearly that. But I will tell you that my whole house enjoyed that crumb cake. Everybody.
Yeah, I saw you posted that you ate 3 pounds of the crumb cake.
Well, you saw it. Like, you saw that. It was a massive just chunk of crumb cake. You know, not to mention the brittle and everything else. That, man, I just enjoyed the hell out of that.
I'm glad you did, man.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you can always get a gig somewhere. I'm pretty sure that you can do pastry, man. You can bake. You can bake, baby.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's funny because we're going over the design for the book and we're picking and choosing which recipes we're going to be using. And I've never, ever, and I'm not kidding, in 40 years, have never written down my tiramisu recipe. And I was just about to pull the trigger. So it might be the next book.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I think we should probably, maybe we want to work it out a few times, you know, a couple of variations and.
Taster?
Yeah. Aren't I that? Isn't that what I mean, I've kind of built everything around it here. What are we talking about?
Yep. Yep. Right. And by the way, on the news that you said about the NRA, funny enough, both Pooch and I have registered. And Pooch and I were talking last night. He's like, oh, yeah, I've got some emails from people. I'm like, what did you do to get emails? Who did you contact?
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, I had a lag in my emails. I got 24 emails waiting for me today for NRA people that want to meet with us when we're there. Yes. So it's going to be a huge thing for everybody. So
I know.
Really psyched about that.
Let me tell you, Jeff, man, I am so stoked about this NRA thing. This show is going to be bad. So, I mean, we registered as content creators and media, and yeah, we're in, baby. And it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful show. We have a lot of friends who are going to be there, and yeah, it's going to be a ton of content, man. Ton of content, ton of contacts, and let's roll. Speaking of let's roll. All right. Without further ado. Let's get Chef Jonathan on the let's get you on the program. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you for having me. This is the home away from home, they say.
As they say, yeah. Well, look, dude, at the end of it, where were you overnight? What did you do?
Boca Raton. So I got to get a last minute call and then drive myself 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Last night. Yeah, you saw a couple of properties.
Saw a couple of properties that definitely the company's involved with, and they want to take over, which is beautiful. Can't announce the properties, but they're definitely by the marina, which is beautiful.
You can announce the company that you work for if you like.
So I work for Schulte Hospitality, and you know, we definitely manage a big, large group of resorts and Hiltons and Marriotts throughout the the property. So it's definitely a really nice avenue for our company, because we're now focused strongly on the food and beverage world, and it's giving opportunities for multiple chefs on our platform to be able to showcase and give the best ingredients to their performance.
All right. Well, you know, we just wanted to make sure Schulte hears, you know, their name getting called out. We appreciate what they do with you. Obviously, you're a friend of the show, you know, so you're doing what you're doing, and we love it. But let's talk Food Network.
Food Network.
Yeah.
Food Network is something that's very personal, actually. Not to throw a sentimental, right? But as a kid, you know, my mom was very big about that stuff. So she would be watching it. And she's like, oh, Jonathan, one day, you know, I would love to see you on there. I'm like, all right, mom, stop with the TV thing. You know, this is a dream. Ain't nobody going over there. We live in the Bronx. Calm down. You know, we live in New York City. And the surroundings is not where you want to be. So nobody's coming out of here. You know, if anybody's from New York, they know it's the, you can survive the concrete jungle, then you can survive anywhere, you know? So it's really cool. But, you know, in that forte, you know, I grew up watching all these great shows and, you know, really, you know, inspired me in a way that, you know, my mom was so involved with, you know? So, you know, unfortunately lost mom, you know, it's going to be weird. It's going to be almost 2 years.
Has it really been?
It's going to feel almost 2 years, man. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I remember the phone call.
Yeah. It's, you know, and it was definitely something that, you know, I would just wake up and then all of a sudden my dad would be pulling me. Hey, John, come over here. Come watch this. You know, come try this. Come try that. So, have to take an opportunity of a lifetime. And, you know, where I'm at in my career now, you know, I'm very blessed and, you know, manifest through the process. Food Network reached out, which was phenomenal and felt like a really strong win, you know. So, you know, I wanted to do something and give back, but I also wanted to do something in remembrance of my mom and my dad and having that one-on-one watching those shows. So that's what it really drew to attention. I said, you know what? I want to do it. This is great. So they call me, they talk to my publicist, and my publicist is like, you want to do this? And I'm like, all right. And I remember I was like, what the heck is Supermarket Steakout? You know, us chefs, we're pretty busy, right? And me and the world, a little bit more busier time than I've ever spent. So it's really nice to, you know, I get to take a step back and acknowledge what the show was about. And Chef Alex is the host of the show. They have different random chefs that go on the show, which is phenomenal. And, you know, just, you know, going and getting that experience was pretty cool, man. They flew me out to Arizona. It was great.
How many chefs are with you for the shooting, like when you're in the competition?
So there was a total of five of us altogether.
Five all day. Okay. And are you allowed to reveal who they are?
Yeah, everybody knows. I mean, it's all over right now. So you had Chef Lance,
who was on last week,
right? So friends of the family, right? And then you have Kayla, and you have Chef Ponder, who was involved as well, which has done, he's won different, you know, he's done like Chop, and he's done another show that he did win, actually, which was pretty cool.
So he's a little bit more, he's probably the most
seasoned. He's more seasoned. He was the most seasoned one. It was funny because I remember waking up and, you know, getting there in the morning. And they were like, we're waiting for one person. This person's still not here. And I'm like, all right. I thought I was the first one here, but apparently not. And all of a sudden I see Kayla, I see Lance. And we're like, well, this person didn't seem to show up. Comes to find out, he was sitting at the passenger seat like Home Alone. It was, they were giving the tickets out and he just turns around. He's like, hey, I'm Chef Ponder. How you doing? It was pretty funny, actually. So, he's like, listen, man, know the deal. I know how it is. It's normal routine and probably the most seasoned one out of everybody. And yeah, it was cool. Cool experience. So we went there and then I can't reveal everything, you know, until the show comes out, of course. But it was just, you know, just such a great experience overall and blessed to be part of that part, you know, my life.
I feel like you're going to probably get some more opportunities too, right, over there?
For sure. You know, I think that, you know, once you get the leverage of your personality and they seek out, I mean, they were very driven about the personality and the competitive side. I could tell you 100%, and this is no joke, I was on the wrong show. I was prepared for Chop. Okay. That's all I got to say. I was prepared for chop, but it definitely threw a challenge, like a little corkscrew challenge for me, because they were very extremely literate. Like they were very literal, like on the particular, competition, like sketch that you have to do. You know, for example, if it was burger, like they're being specific, like they're serious, make a burger. You know, and again, you'll see how different I was, you know, through the process. And you could definitely be like, that was Jonathan Rodriguez. Yeah, he's definitely different from everybody in that corner turn. But, you know, it was cool, man. It was a cool experience. It was hot. Arizona, not many fluffy people, I can tell you, was in my area. I was the most fluffatized person in that area. So,
yeah, but you've been doing, you look great. What have you been doing?
So I cut a lot of carbs, man. And then there's a lot of cool chefs out there that, you know, you can, that, you know, they're teaching you how to utilize more of the food in a more healthier standpoint, right? So, you know, carbs aren't everything, you know, nutrition is so important in people's lives, but I think when you actually take the science behind it and you like break it down to the science of where it makes sense to your body, you know, and celiac runs through my, through me. So it's like, it's something that I love because, you know, I understand because I have a relation to it. So I, you know, studying that and studying the nutritional value of that and then trying to be a little bit more healthier is, you know, you want to see yourself in the long run, keep growing and keep, you know, manifesting the opportunities in life so that you can keep, you know, experiencing this beautiful life that we're gifted. And I just, you know, seen so much death happen so fastly in my life. So I just didn't want to repetition the situation so quickly.
Yes. Well, I mean, it seems that you're on the right track. You're on the right path. I mean, obviously we know each other a long time and we know each other really good, really well, I should say. And yeah, man, I mean, I'm proud of you. You're holding yourself together with the adversities that, you know, you've had over the last couple of years.
It's, you know, like I said, you know, it's a person needs to have great people around, you know, and, you know, you, John, Jeff, you know, Keith.
Throw Keith in there.
There's, you know, it's very important to have that circle of love and secureness. Nobody's Superman, nobody's Superwoman. You know, I think that the more you keep around good people, the more you can balance and grow together. There's no, you know, book to say there needs to be one person to succeed. Everybody needs to succeed in their own ways. But, you know, whatever you could do to plug in those plays is where you have to, you know, really practice and preach, you know? So it's very important to me that, you know, what's really saved me and my sanity is really everybody just, you know, keeping in contact and seeing how everybody do. And, you know, I'm trying to get better. I'm like, hey, how are you? How is everything? You know, we get so busy in life and, you know, you got 24 hours and out of your 24 hours, you know, what are we doing? 90% of us are all grinding. We're all grinding because we all see the same goal, but we all have a different path. And that's the honest truth. And when you're thinking this and you're seeing things like, you know, Jeff, you know, competing with, you know, Lance at the ACF, I mean, Jeff, and I always say this and I'll never, and, you know, no matter, he can always stop hearing this, but I always tell you, Carl, personally, and you, John, very admiring, right? And I always throw that in there. He's very admiring because he, at the age that he's at, where he's been in life as a chef, where he's grown, you know, he, you know, secures that understanding that you as a person, yes, you're going to go through things, but in time it's tough, you know, just keep focused, keep balance, keep energy, keep the manifestation going. You tell yourself exactly where your approach is, you know, and those videos, I mean, as funny as it sounds, Jeff, I watch them as often as I can because, you know, people like me that are constantly moving, we need that positivity in that world, right? And that's...
You're talking about Jeff's, like, TikTok?
No, I'm talking about Keith, is what I'm talking about. No, I'm talking about...
I just literally put us off mute and I'm laughing because you just mentioned Keith again.
Yeah, so no, but for real, man, I mean, I love you guys so deeply and I'm, you know, I'm so proud where you guys are today. And it's like to even see Walk and Talk, you know, how growth, and I know it's about me, it's about Food Network and all that great stuff, but, you know, give credit to what credit's due. You know, you guys are a big part of my success as well. And, you know, I couldn't, you know, be more prouder to be part of a family with you guys. I would love to do this every single day. True driven on a boat, you know, but fortunately Carl's car, boat sick. So you can get on a boat with us.
Everything's in the bay.
In the bay. But again, you know, whoever subscribes to Walk and Talk, whoever's part of Walk and Talk, be part of it, be part of the family, be part of the growth. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal voyage and venture for where it's going to grow, where it's going to be. You know, definitely the manifestation is real, you know, and it's, you know, you look at all these companies, Carl, and I remember sitting down and we're talking about this and it's like, podcast, do a podcast. Let's talk about podcasts. You're like, I think I want to do a podcast. Should I do a podcast? I'm like, Carl, do the podcast, please. You guys have no idea where you're going to blow. Jeff comes out of nowhere. Boom. John, Jeff, Carl, you guys are phenomenal. You guys are the real deal. And I really didn't want to come on the show to tell people that about me. I wanted to tell people this. Like, you guys are the real deal. You're making the noise. People know. People see. I go and I work for corporates. I work for different places. They're asking me now what Walk and Talk is. It's crazy. And I wanted you to guys know this. Like, this is crazy. Like, people are asking me from Marriott's, from Hilton's, who is these people? Because they see that you're connected. So God could only give you the strength to keep doing what you guys are doing, but just understand that the path is going to come closer than you guys actually think or see. So.
Well, thank you. And I accept. I embrace all of what you just said, man. When you want to talk about manifestation, yeah, I'm all about it. Jeffrey, I mean, he was giving you some big props over there. You and the AI, Keith.
Yeah, and I really do appreciate that. You know, we do this and we do it out of love for the industry, but you never know what people are, who we're touching. And it's just wonderful to hear when you're reaching people in a way that you have them to think about. And, you know, the emails that I get or the text message that I get about, hey, I heard the podcast today. It was, you know, phenomenal. It keeps us going and what we need to do for the industry. Because again, I mean, we're still trying to figure everything out after COVID. What's next for us? And sorry, we're in the middle of Boston. We're just about to pull into Chinatown. So sorry for the street noise. But it's one of those things that you get to see and feel the energy of what this industry does. And you have people like Jonathan. And look, we competed the first year I did Saver St. Pete, and we competed against each other. Then the following year, this year, we competed together and you won. I have nothing but love and admiration for you. You've done everything and everything you've been through. Like Carl, I'm going to reiterate what Carl said, with every adversity you've gone through, to keep your head down and keep focused. You have to congratulate yourself because you didn't wallow in your own poop. You did what you needed to do. So, you know, congratulations to that. And putting yourself out there too on national TV and doing what you did, that's what we call in Yiddish, chutzpah. That's like, well owns. So congratulations for doing that too as well, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, I want to, your wife is really probably the unsung hero of this whole thing. And I just want to put that out there.
Yeah. Shout out to my wife, Elizabeth. Honestly, that is definitely my anchor. That's 100% the truth, man. You know, I am strong driven for whoever finds that special person. Make sure that person can balance you. Because, you know, without her, life is a lot different. That's the truth. So she's my true cape of superhero in the back end. And, you know, and again, you have the kids and you have, they're seeing what they're seeing now these days. And, you know, they get to, you know, experience a better lifestyle, you know, compared to, you know, the way I was growing up, you know. So we still have the old school ways, but we try our best to have them follow, you know, the rights and the wrongs. You know, there's too much poison sometimes in that world.
Well, so this whole impromptu meeting, you know, down in Boca, I really wanted you cooking today, not just because I wanted to eat, you know, but I want, you know, at the end of it, you know, I wanted to not test you, but, you know, have you here producing some food. You know, obviously John, you know, does a lot of shooting with you anyway, but I wanted to do something for the podcast. So we got to have you, you know, at some point I want you to come back. Maybe after your episode airs and you're going to come back and you're going to cook for the show.
For sure.
Which is different than when we're doing, you know, restaurant recipes or one of the other things. This is a little bit more intimate in setting. And it just goes farther because we actually talk about why, how, the ingredients, you know, inspiration, stuff like that. So, and the audience appreciates that angle from the chef who's preparing the food.
Understood. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Definitely will.
Yeah. So Jeff is up in like Boston, right? New Hampshire. And so I want to do this for Keith. Okay. But
he's listening.
So Keith Saracen, an amazing chef that has his most recent cookbook just came out, a couple of months back, right?
Yeah, the fermentation one.
Yeah, go ahead and plug it.
Keith can.
Well, go ahead. I mean, you're in the car, you're on speaker. Go for it.
Thanks, man. It was amazing to write my sixth book on fermentation. I feel like fermentation can be intimidating to anyone. So I wanted to build kind of a book that was a little bit more approachable, whether you're a seasoned vet or brand new coming into fermentation.
Yeah, I think that's really cool, man. And when you come down, I want to experience some of what you produce because it's beautiful. I don't know, I don't have a lot of experience, with Indian cuisine, but like I got to tell you, you'll probably be my entry point into it. So keep that in mind. All right. But when you do come down, we got to cook and do some pretty stuff.
Yeah. And the thing of it is we got to go beyond butter chicken. There's right. So much more than butter chicken and naan.
Yeah. No. I don't want you to start me with like the shallow end of the pool, man. Throw me in,
All right. Let's go. Yeah. Man. And he's being very reserved too, because he's just finishing up his latest book. And that one is just going to be
another one?
Probably the most powerful book he's done so far.
Wait a minute.
It's something that's dear to his heart.
Well, hold on a second. Another book? You just put out a book.
Well, see, Jeff just spoiled my entire announcement. So, I'm not.
He does that.
I'm not supposed to announce it yet.
Okay.
No, it's cool. Yeah, I just finished my seventh book, and it's called Finding India. It'll be out in the summer next year. And the foreword is written by my guru, Dr. Kurush Dalal. There's a ton of recipes in there from all over the subcontinent. And it's really my journey, too. So it's man, I can't wait to put this out into the world. It's been 16 years to write this book.
Well, I mean, so number one,
it's out.
It's out. Yeah. So it's out to
the number one podcast of food in the world. Found out.
In the U.S. But wow. All right. So
congratulations.
Congrats on that, man. And it sounds deep. And I'll be when it does come out. I'll purchase a copy and I'll dive in. Jeff, like you do it all the time, man. You do it all the time. I love you, baby. I tell you. I wonder if it's
Listen, what would be great is if we could have some of these authors come on our show. We put their books on our website so that can link. And that way our listeners can go right to there to get the book.
I got even a better idea. We can even take it a step further. We can actually break the news beforehand on all of those authors, and then it we'll be like heroes. We'll be superstars. I mean, it's gonna be pretty badass. We'll be like the TMZ. You know what I mean? Oh no, Keith took the phone and threw it out the window. Keith took the phone and threw it out the window. All right, John, go ahead and try to get it back. All right, so Jonathan,
spoiler alert.
When's your book coming out? You got a book?
I need to write a book, man. But
we're gonna do one. So just so you know, all right, and you'll be part of that. Walk and Talk. There will be a book. There will be one, and I'm gonna say there's probably maybe half a dozen of the chefs.
Yep.
Oh, you're back?
Yeah, back. Sorry.
So I figured Keith threw the phone out the window. I figured he grabbed it and literally threw it out the window.
Do not say anything else.
Yeah, somebody went out the window. That's all I know. What I was just saying, I was just talking to Jonathan and explaining how there will eventually be a Walk and Talk book. And I'm sure that obviously it's going to be food based, and there will be some other content and depth to it. But there's going to probably be about a half a dozen chefs who are going to make that book. And obviously Jonathan, being who he is with us, he'll be one of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And you too, probably a little bit, Jefferson, right?
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah. We'll throw you a couple of lines.
He's already done 786 recipes this year.
Who?
Jeff.
Is it? Was that what it was? Yeah.
I'm sure it was like already over 400 dishes.
Oh, I thought you were saying like you counted. I was like, well, he's done a lot.
That's what I'm saying. I actually counted it 200.
Of course he
counted it.
Well, I just gave you your yearly goal. 476.
Yeah, and and I got to eat all of it.
Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
You know, Jeff, I ain't gonna lie, I was excited to come to the podcast today because I was like, oh, this is gonna be great. Jeff's gonna be there. And then Carl spoiled that part and said, oh, Jeff's not here.
Mm-hmm.
So double whammy on me on that one.
Yeah, John and I, you know, there was a lot of stuff to do today, right?
Yeah, over so here, but thank you. We're making s'mores now because we don't have you here. So I appreciate that.
I love s'mores.
With gummy bears inside because we don't, you know, we don't have the protein.
Yeah, John and I were staring at each other, blinking, like, I don't know, what do we do now? Like, there's no food.
And then Chef John's coming over. Even worse.
Even worse. Yeah. And then Jonathan last night, Chef Jonathan, the very gentleman who's sitting right across from me, he sends me a note, I don't know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, something like that. He says, by the way, look, I can't cook tomorrow. I gotta drive down to South Florida. And I'm just thinking to myself, wow, did I get screwed today? Just up and down all different ways. John, I mean, you hardly eat anyway. Yeah, don't make a face. Oh, did you talk? Did you? Silent John. I'll tell you what. So what I'm planning on here is, next week we got, who is it? Selena coming on? Cheese? The cheese. So I'm figuring they're going to be bringing some stuff and, you know, we'll have fun with it then. And we're going to pick up on actual Jeff doing some work around here. Because,
The menu is very strong for next week. Very strong.
Mm. Okay.
There's a pizza involved if you want to ask them for cheese.
Okay.
And there's a spring roll involved too.
Mm. Okay. Well, what kind of cheese do you want what are you looking for the pizza? Like what, you know, I don't want you to break it here, you know, like you did, but if you could.
No, I'm going to use the one that John used when they left it at John's house after he shot and he made that delicious thing that he made. So John knows.
Okay. This is very nebulous that like, you know, very on a.
Well, that's why I don't mind want to make the announcement.
Okay. But we know what cheese is. We have it. Is it on order with Selena? No? It will be. Okay. All right. Wow.
It will be. It needs to be.
We just run everything by the seat of our pants over here. And wow. So what you didn't see, Jeff, is your cart from Metro, and it's beautiful.
I did see it because it was a picture, and yeah, I love it.
No. Not the picture. The picture doesn't count. What really counts,
okay,
it's a sturdy, beautiful freaking cart. And you know what? The John put one of the shelves up too for Metro.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, I can't. Oh man, it's so good. So cool.
I gotta show Keith the picture of that thing. Dude, that thing is balling, that little cart from Metro Shelf.
Well, if you were here this week, what we would have done is like put the food, you know, the plates and everything on it and made a nice little thing out of it. You know, wink, wink, nod, wed, you know, whatever. So I still love you, man. It's cool.
I appreciate that, man.
At least I know there's a Keith. You didn't just run off, you know?
You know, sometimes you need a really talented person to come pitch in for you. So like he's not here for me today.
Okay. Somebody's got to do it. I mean, I don't, like I said, the AI that they're putting out right now is so strong.
It works.
Oh my goodness. All right. What's coming up next for you, Jonathan?
So what's coming up next now is that I'm going to start working. Well, spoiler alert, I do want to work on a book. I do. So that's kind of funny. So I'll let Jeff tell people what I'm going to do.
All right. Well, yeah. As soon as you come up with like some dates and just, you know, kind of float it over to Jeff and we'll get it out.
Yeah, for sure. Jeff's could put 250 recipes in that one. No, for sure. So no, this book actually that I want to do, I've been thinking about it for a very long time, and I'm talking like over 5-6 years, and finally put the science together to acknowledge what I want to do. And it's pretty much going to be more on my voyage. So like all the way from when I was young to where I'm going to be at. So it's going to take me like another like 2 or 3 years to like finalize everything, because I really have a goal set and know exactly what I want to hit at, you know, from here to 3 years. So, well, you know, but that's something that I've already started like typing up my stories and started putting all recipes that have that memory. And, you know, what I want my, you know, audience to be able to connect with is more of an emotional support.
This is going to be your culinary journey through family.
Correct. It's going to be exactly. So it's definitely going to be like an emotional deposit for each recipe, and that recipe, that person is going to feel. And it's cool because that particular recipe is going to be something that everybody is going to familiarize with, but they do different. So it's going to be our unique way. So it's giving you that front table to sit at our dinner table. And I got a really cool title, but I can't shout that out because, you know.
No, don't do
it. My boy Keith is making 20 books this year, and I'm not playing around. I'm not playing around. No, we love you, Keith. But no, for real, like, it's definitely going to be my voyage. It's going to be like you sitting at our dinner table, and I'm Puerto Rican Italian, so it's definitely going to have a really cool twist. And
I thought you were Italian Puerto Rican.
Yeah, that's truth. That is truth. I'm Italian Puerto Rican. Yeah.
No. You just said it. You're Puerto Rican Italian. No. I see where the...
I'm Puerto Rican Italian. Yeah. I think it's easier and it's more attractive, you know? The way I say it, John gave me a wink. Yeah. Puerto Rican. You know, but that's probably going to be my next voyage. And then I got a couple other things that I'm working with, you know, and really focusing, you know, for Salimar, you know, and Salimar, we definitely took the opportunity to grow that, but that audience, you know, we've reached such a high... caliber to where we are now positioning, you know, Salimar to be, you know, more of a stronger rooftop. We've won best rooftop twice in a row, you know, and, you know, we have.
So Salimar, for those listening, it's Salimar. So it's S-A-L space Y space M-A-R, Salimar. And a funny story about that, right? Because that means what?
Sea and salt.
And where were you right before Salimar?
Sea salt.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the Italian version, though. You know,
yeah, I ran
sea salt in St. Pete, and we got best restaurant when I ran that, baby.
Yeah. So,
you know, felt good. Felt good in every bone in my body. That's why I met Carl, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know.
We got COVID together.
We definitely got COVID. It was the most romantic thing, but I got the Emmy Award for COVID because I got 12 times after Carl. So,
yeah, I got
Academy Award for most COVIDs for that year.
I got it twice, but we got it at the same time.
Same exact time. And you know what's the worst part? Carl saw me that day before, and then all of a sudden we both got COVID, both ended up in the hospital.
Yeah.
Both. It was crazy. And I was like, Carl, how you doing? He's like, I'm in the hospital. I was like, oh, wow. So am I.
Me too. Yeah. We were shooting. We were filming for Walk and Talk, you know, and it was really good, you know, shoot. And then next day, I'm like, or a couple of days, whatever it was, I'm like, man, I don't feel so good. And next thing you know, I'm in the hospital. And then they'll find out that he's literally with us. Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Crazy story, man.
Yeah, it was a couple of years
back. Blood brothers.
Yeah. We're vid brothers, bro.
I mean, fact.
Yeah.
Get the IV.
Gosh. All right. Yeah, don't do it. All right. Okay. Jefferson, when are you coming back, man?
I will be back 14th at night at about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. And then I've got 2 days, 3 days, and I'm off to Chicago.
Oh, yeah. When you're back, we got a lot of cooking to do over here. Just saying, before you split.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And, yep. Oh, man, I can't wait for this NRA thing. It's going to be badass. Yeah, you and Pooch, bro, it's going to be a thing. Make sure you hook up with Tina at Rack. And,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And AJ.
And AJ and Brian and Jay over at Citrus America. Right? Don't forget those guys.
Yep. Nope. Hell no.
All right. AI Keith Saracen, man, you're awesome. Appreciate you.
Thanks, you too, buddy.
All right. Listen, Peninsula Food Service, chefs out there, Central Florida, man, if you're not using Peninsula, I don't know what you're doing. All right. So we are out. Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.